Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. On our episode this week, I'm going to ask you to start considering what is your signal-to-noise ratio. Why am I doing that? I want you to start to think about how much time and attention, how much time and energy we waste on things, thinking about things, talking about things, doing things that at the end of the day really don't matter. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, well, welcome back. And when I'm thinking about the topics of the podcast, I'm really trying to think about ways to help you become a much more intentional communicator. What you say matters, you think about things that matter, you talk about things that matter in such a way that you can get people's attention and hold people's attention. You're not the source of noise for people. You're the source of clarity. Well, that's not easy if you are succumbing to noise. And there is chaos in your life. And you're thinking and worrying and constantly consumed with the least important thing. And when it comes to communication, we want to elevate to being able to bring to the fore the issue that's stopping us, or the idea that we need to propose, or the objective of the meeting, or the recommendation we want to make, or the update that needs to be given in terms that are easy to follow for people. And this podcast was inspired of all things by me thumbing through momentarily, and it's part of research, and I say that kind of kidding and seriously. One of my creative influences, believe it or not, is Instagram Reels. And I don't watch them a lot, but when I do, I'll pick up some insights and some recommendations. And I guess over time, the algorithm of Instagram understands me, and I don't spend 7 hours a day on Instagram. In fact, my social media presence is pretty minimal, mostly LinkedIn. But this particular topic came when I was going through some reels and I saw an interview where a podcaster was interviewing Kevin O'Leary, who is, as you may know, is the guy on Shark Tank. And he started talking about, and I'm going to play this clip for you in a second, about his recollections of what it was like to work with Steve Jobs. Now, my disclaimer here, I happen to be a big admirer of Steve Jobs, but I've been told by people that I used to work, when I was in agency life, one of my coworkers worked at Apple, or I'm sorry, he worked in the ad agency that was part of supporting Apple, and he worked directly with Steve Jobs, and he didn't have really nice things to say, which I think Kevin O'Leary echoes, but he goes on to say some pretty favorable things. But my disclaimer is, I'm not admiring the fact that he was difficult to work with or abusive or in maybe even harsh, overly harsh on people. But what I want to specifically focus on is this concept of his signal to noise ratio. So let's give this a listen, and then I'll comment on what Kevin O'Leary had to say about Steve Jobs.
I used to work for Steve Jobs in the early 90s, making all of his educational software. We want to find out what the students want. We want to find out what the teachers want. We want to find out what the parents want. Steve would say, by the way, not a nice guy. He would say to a room full of people, Kevin, I don't give a what the students want or the parents think or anybody thinks. It's what I want. They don't know what they want till I tell them what they want. And I said, Steve, you sound like such an Here's what I learned. There's a concept that he understood that very few people focused on back then in the early 90s of signal-to-noise ratio. What was so brilliant about Jobs that I tell every CEO now, and I don't care if you're an S&P 500 CEO or you're just starting a business, his vision of signal was the top 3 to 5 things you have to get done in the next 18 hours. Anything that stops you from doing that is the noise. So this signal-to-noise ratio to be successful for Steve Jobs was 80-20. And the only other person that I've seen that has a higher ratio than that is Elon Musk. He has no noise.
Fascinating. The level of clarity in looking specifically at the lens through signal-to-noise ratio. And I just, obviously, I'm not giving you permission or suggested or encouragement to be super overly harsh with people, but Steve Jobs was Steve Jobs and Elon Musk is who he is. And there are people that are really clear on what is needed and what they want. And you could disagree, but he was really clear on what he wanted. And, you know, O'Leary, Kevin O'Leary is talking about his, you know, 80% of his life was signal and only 20% was noise. And right out of the gate, I want you to ask, well, what's your ratio? Is it 80-20? Is it 50-50? Is it the inverse? Is it 20% signal and 80% noise? When I wrote the book Noise, it was really around how this ratio gets out of whack. And I hearken back to the engineering concept of signal to noise. And many, many years ago, I worked in avionics. I was a product manager and a sales manager for an avionics kind of sub-tier manufacturer. And I learned what decibel loss was. Well, you send a signal over a line. In this case, it was from a piece of equipment on an aircraft to an antenna, and it would have decibel loss. You'd have to account for the decibel loss because the signal was losing power. And the longer the line, in this case, it was like a coaxial cable, went back into the aircraft to an antenna, the more decibel loss you needed to account for. Well, that's the importance of signal clarity, because if the signal's weak, it's not going to receive or be able to transmit. It's going to lose it. And the same thing is true for us. You know, what is this distortion or static on one side, and what's this, you know, actually what matters? And I'm really clear on what really matters. And what we talked about in that interview really struck something in me, and I want to talk about it today in the facet of three things. Number one is a self-assessment. Start thinking about yourself, like, what is your ratio? And number two is looking at how do you improve your ratio? And then finally, just a little practical exercise you could do every day to help you really gain some clarity on what really matters. So when I'm thinking about this, when I wrote Brief is around clear and concise communication. And it's not just around concise communication. At first, when I say brief equals clear plus concise. So what I mean is you first have to be clear. What you're saying makes sense. And then you're trying to make it shorter. That's what brief means. So it's not just concise. It's clear and concise. Well, then I wrote the book Noise. And noise is your villain. So noise is the enemy. It's getting you to think about the least important thing, or given it to distraction, or be on your device, or thinking and having your brain scattered or all over the place. And I've done a number of episodes on that. And then when I wrote Quiet Works, it was really the antidote. To be a better communicator, you have to prepare more time alone. I would bet that the people that have a high signal to noise ratio spend more time alone thinking, and less time consuming social media or just giving into distractions and disruptions, or worse, just like saying that life is chaotic and I'm just going to try to survive. And there is a way around this. It does require a very concerted effort to fight against noise, to try to achieve clarity. And this is why these three books, Brief, Noise, and Quiet Works, are in a trilogy called Clarity at Work. And it's a collection. I wrote these over 10 years. If you go to thebrieflab.com, you can buy the collection. It's a beautiful, there's a box set, and it's a beautiful collection but it gets at what Kevin O'Leary is talking about with Steve Jobs. Is he had a very high signal to noise ratio. So let's start with like this, your self-assessment. And when you do this, I'm doing this for myself too. Okay. So this is the risk here is, you know, if I don't really have a high signal to noise ratio, if I've got a lot of chaos, a lot of static, a lot of distortion, it's going to be lost energy. It's going to be lost clarity for sure. It's going to be a shift in my mindset. Instead of having a growth mindset, I'm going to have maybe a fixed or declining mindset, kind of giving in. So when you look at the self-assessment, the question I want you to ask right out of the gate is, where does my noise come from? It's not coming from nowhere. It's coming from somewhere. And I would not surprisingly recommend that you read the book Noise. People ask me, of the three books in this collection, what do you read first? Even though Brief came out first, then it was Noise 5 years ago, and then Quiet Works. I would read Noise first. So it may come from distractions. It might come from information consumption or overconsumption of information, this feeling that I always have to be drinking from the fire hose. I can never not. I have to constantly be consuming more and more and more. It's never enough. It may come from having too many priorities or letting people and other people around you, without any debate, without any negotiation, just add to the list of priorities. It may come from no discipline. My word doesn't really carry much weight. I say yes to everything. I don't say no to noise. There's an N and O in noise, right? I don't say no to. I say yes to everything. No matter if the doorbell knocks, I answer it. If somebody comes and they got a minute, sure. If my alert goes off on my phone, I read it. If I have a random thought, I start thinking about it. I don't have enough discipline. Maybe there's very little quiet time in my life to prepare, to think, to reset. As people grow in their careers, they need to urgently spend more time thinking than they did. And actually, they spend less. And that's a problem. And, you know, when we work as a leader, as a colleague, as a client, we have whims. We extend those to other people, but we receive them. You know, these impulses to, you got a minute, and people call you all at all hours, these drive-bys, or just simply the people that you work with or work for are poor communicators. They're really not intentional. All this could be the source of your noise. You got to fight this. You've got to look at this as the signal to noise. This is what's making the noise part of that ratio high. It's coming from somewhere, and you got to identify it, and you got to fight against it. And you got to do it every day. If you can't take a day off because this thing is constantly coming for you at all hours and at all times during the day, read the book Noise. You'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, so the second part is, how do you improve the ratio? So as I'm trying to have a high signal and a low noise ratio, first and foremost, I got to look at the amount of quiet time I have in my day, my week, and my month. So recently I did a podcast on a quiet work day. Do I set aside a day a month where at least half of my workday is in quiet? Where is that appointment in my, is it predictable? Do I know when it happens? If you're waiting for it, it only happens when the noise doesn't come or when people leave me alone. It will never come. Is it enough quiet, given your job? Do I invest enough time in quiet? And do I defend it? So when somebody comes into text, it's like, no, I need to get back to you because I'm in the middle of something very, very important, which is called thinking. Now, you don't have to make people, you know, be rude about it, but the point is you have to defend it. The second thing about how do you improve the ratio is when you communicate, filter first, speak second. What do I mean? Always think, what's my main message? What's the most important thing I need to say? How do I say it in clear terms? How do I say it at the outset, not at the end? I want to lead with it, not end with it. It's the bottom line up front, not the bottom line at the bottom, which, by the way, spells blab. I would consider using word budgets, quite honestly. How do I say this in 60 seconds? I'm going to try to communicate this in 50 words. I'm going to try to capture this in a one sentence phrase, 8 words. When you use word budgets, it could be enormously helpful to improve this ratio of signal to noise. Recommendation here, not a huge surprise, read the book Brief. It's all about this. Okay, finally, a little tip that can really go a long way, and this is inspired by it's in the book Quiet Works, and it's also in a Quiet Works daily planner. And if you want more information on this, send me an email at jmccormack, it says JMCCORMACK at thebrieflab.com, and I'll give you more information on the Quiet Works daily planner. Here's the sentence. Finish the sentence. Focus on it. Finish it every day. In my role as blank, the most important thing for me to do today is blank. Write this down and do it. Write it and do it, no matter what. We have different roles: husband, wife, neighbor, volunteer, boss, subordinate, client, partner, whatever the role is. In my role as partner, in my role as boss, the most important thing for me to do today is blank. That's what Kevin O'Leary was talking about. Write it and say it. Write it and do it. And that will generate a lot of signal and lower the noise for sure. One way of thinking about this as we wrap up is to remember that noise is your enemy. It wants to wreck you. It wants to ruin you. It wants to deplete you in so many ways. And if you don't manage it, it will manage you. Just saying.